We present Crawford Logan as Paul Temple and Gerda Stevenson as Steve in Paul Temple and the Madison Mystery, a serial by Francis Durbridge. Episode 5, Steve Takes Over.
Don't flash your torch, Green.
Why?
Because if there's anyone in the boathouse, I don't want them to see us.
Mind your head in that branch, Temple.
It's all right, I can manage.
You'll have to bend low, or you...
What is it? Green, what is it?
I thought I saw something.
Where? In the water?
Yes.
I don't see anything.
No. No, I must be mistaken.
What was it?
Oh, nothing. I must have been imagining things.
No, tell me. What was it?
Well, if you must know...
Yes?
I thought I saw a hand.
Where?
Just over there, below the bank. Careful. There's a lot of weeds and stuff down there. If you slip, you'll be in a terrible mess.
It's all right. I can manage.
Temple!
What is it?
I was right. Look! There's someone in the water. Who is it? Can you see?
No. Shine your torch. That's it. Now, give me your hand.
I don't think you'll reach.
Give me your hand, quickly.
Can you reach?
I think so.
Who is it?
A girl. That's it.
Temple, who is it? Can you see? It's Eileen. Temple, it's my wife.
Help me, Green. I want to get her onto the bank.
Temple, it's Eileen. Do you hear what I say? It's Eileen.
I know. But we've got to get her back on the bank.
I've got her, Temple.
That's right.
Quick, get hold of her arms. Temple, for God's sake, help me.
I'm sorry, Green. It's no use.
What do you mean? We've got to do something. We can't just stand here and...
Look at your hands.
What?
Here's the torch. Look at your hands.
They're covered in blood. Temple, they're covered in blood.
She's been stabbed.
Oh, don't start that again.
The whole thing's a nightmare.
Is Miss Portland here?
No, she's in her room. Do you want her?
Sir Graham would like to have a word with her. He's in the library.
I'll tell Moira.
No, that's all right, Boyer. Would you mind fetching her, Mrs. Portland?
No, of course not.
Thank you.
Temple, don't think I'm trying to be difficult, but when's the old boy going to break down on this routine stuff? He does nothing but ask us the same questions over and over again.
You seem to forget, Kelly, a murder has been committed.
I know a murder's been committed. We're not likely to forget it, any of us. But the point is this, how long are we going to be under suspicion?
You're not under suspicion.
I'm not?
Why, certainly not. Whatever gave you that impression?
What? Say, do you know what's been happening to me since 9 o'clock this morning? I've been questioned by 2 sergeants, an inspector, a divisional superintendent, and Sir Graham Forbes himself. And that isn't everything. They took my fingerprints. Did you know that?
Yes, I knew that. They took my fingerprints as well.
They did?
And Mr. Boyer's.
Oh. Well, that's different. I didn't know it was routine stuff. I thought they'd got their knife into me and wanted...
You thought what?
Look, Temple, let's not play around anymore. Let's put our cards on the table. I know why the Yard have got their eye on me. Mrs. Green was stabbed, wasn't she?
Yes, and so would Inspector James and Archie Brooks.
Is that so?
That's so.
I didn't know that.
I may be dense, Temple, but I don't see the significance. Why bring up a thing
I used to do a knife-throwing act, Mr. Boyer. They still think I'm doing it. Catch on?
But that's nonsense. Why should you want to murder Eileen?
Why should anyone want to, if it comes to that? Kelly, does this knife belong to you?
Why, yes. Where did you get it?
What's more to the point, where did you get it?
But I've several knives like that. I carry them about with me. I told you, I used to do a circus act.
Do you still do it?
Only as a gag. I take the knives with me when I'm invited anywhere. You know how it is. Some people like to do conjuring tricks, others do card tricks.
And you throw knives.
That's right. Only in fun.
Did you throw this last night?
What do you mean?
Did you?
Good Lord. You don't mean that the knife... Is that the knife that killed Mrs. Green?
No. This knife was thrown at my bedroom door just after 3 o'clock this morning. There was a note attached to it. Go down to the boathouse. Green and I went down to the boathouse and found Eileen.
Oh.
So you see, Kelly, I'm not accusing you of murder. I'm simply asking you whether...
Whether I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning and threw the knife at your bedroom door? The answer is no.
And then somebody must have stolen the knife from you.
That seems to be the obvious explanation.
How many knives have you?
I arrived at Southampton with 4.
That's not what I asked you. How many knives have you?
There should be 3 in my room. The one you've got there makes 4.
And are all the knives the same?
They're different weights and sizes, but they look more or less the same, I guess.
I want you to take a look at these pictures, Kelly.
What are they?
They're from the police file. Close-ups of Archie Brooks and Inspector James. In both instances, you can see the knife.
Well?
Have you seen those knives before?
No.
Don't they belong to you?
Well, I've told you. I've never seen them before. In any case, I've only got four. Three of them are upstairs in my room, and you've got the fourth.
How do you know you've still got three?
Because I was looking at them this morning.
You were looking at them this morning? Then you must have noticed that this one was missing.
Yes. I was under the impression I'd left it in town.
I see.
Moira will be down in a few moments.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Portland.
Mr. Kelly and I would like to catch the 2:45 back to town. Is that possible?
I don't see why not. I'll have a word with Sir Graham.
Thank you. Oh, Mr. Temple.
Yes?
Where's Hubert? We haven't seen him since breakfast.
He's in his room.
How's he taking all this?
Well, naturally, he is very distressed.
Yes, of course. What a dreadful thing to have happened. Really dreadful. Have you any idea who did it?
I've got my suspicions, Mrs. Portland. I'll ask Sir Graham about the train.
Of course, the whole point is, Sir Graham, if she was murdered in the house and then taken down to the lake, then there's just the possibility that someone might have...
May I come in?
Yes, of course, Temple.
Moira Portland will be down in a moment.
Oh, good. You know Inspector Vosper, of course?
Yes, indeed, Inspector. Have you checked the prints?
Yes, we've checked all of them, Mr. Temple. No luck, I'm afraid.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Did you show the knife to Kelly?
Yes.
Of course, he'd never seen it before.
Oh, yes, he'd seen it, all right. As a matter of fact, it belongs to him.
Did he say so?
Yes.
What?
Apparently he's got several like this. He seems to carry them about with him.
What the devil on earth does he do that for?
When the party gets tame, Kelly livens it up with a demonstration.
What did he say when you produced the knife?
He seemed surprised. Boyer wanted to know whether it was the one that killed Eileen.
I wish we could find that knife, Mr. Temple. There was no sign of it, I suppose.
I'm afraid not. I had a pretty good look for it, too.
Temple, tell me, do you think this is tied up with the murder of Brooks and James? Or do you think it's an isolated affair and nothing to do with the Madison case?
I think it's all part and parcel of the same case, Sir Graham.
Then why was she murdered? We know why James was murdered. We had a pretty good notion why Brooks was taken care of, but this affair isn't quite the same.
Hmm.
If Mr. Temple's right, Sir Graham, and I must confess I'm inclined to agree with him, then it seems to me...
Come in.
You wanted to see me?
Oh, yes. Come in, Miss Portland.
What is it that you want?
Won't you sit down?
I should prefer to stand, if you don't mind.
Just as you wish. I've been reading through your statement, Miss Portland. There are one or two points I'm not quite clear about.
Well?
You say you went to your room last night about 8:15 before dinner. You took 3 aspirins and went to bed.
Yes.
I understand from Mr. Temple that earlier in the evening you caused rather an unpleasant scene.
Yes. I was tight. I'm afraid I behaved very badly.
Well, you made rather a remarkable statement.
Did I? I'm afraid I don't remember.
You said that Archie Brooks was a friend of yours and that he'd been murdered by someone in this room. It was obvious that you were referring to either Mr. or Mrs. Green, George Kelly, Mrs. Portland, or your fiancé, Chris Boyer.
I've told you I don't remember making such a statement.
Nevertheless, you made it.
I was drunk. I just didn't know what I was saying.
Was Archie Brooks a friend of yours?
Yes.
A close friend?
It depends on what you mean by close friend.
Did you see a great deal of each other?
No. He came to the Manila once or twice, and we had a few drinks together, that's all.
You seem to be fond of having a few drinks.
Is there anything else you'd like to know?
Yes, there is.
Well?
Have you seen this knife before?
No.
Are you sure?
Quite sure.
When did you first hear that Mrs. Green had been murdered?
My fiancé told me. He came to my room.
And what time would that be?
About 4:30.
Were you surprised?
Well, of course I was surprised. I was stunned.
Hmm. Is this the first time you've been down here to Brown Acres?
Oh, good gracious, no. I've been down several times.
I understand you work for Mr. Green.
I'm attached to the London office of the Portland Yeast Company, if that's what you mean.
Mr. Green's office?
Mr. Green is in charge of the office, yes.
Miss Portland, when I met your father on the boat coming over from America, he told me that Mr. Green had made arrangements for him to meet a man called Madison. Have you heard of Mr. Madison by any chance?
No, I'm afraid I haven't.
Mr. Green doesn't seem to have heard of Madison either. It's most odd.
You must have misunderstood my father.
No, I don't think I did.
I'm sorry I can't help you. May I go now?
Yes, you can go, Miss Portland.
Oh, just a moment.
Yes?
You said last night you'd been down into the village, to the local pub.
Yes.
Which one did you go to?
There is only one, the White Horse.
The White Swan.
I mean the White Swan.
If I remember rightly, you had 3 pink gins. Is that right?
Yes.
They must have been under the counter.
What do you mean?
What are you getting at, sir?
Have you ever tried to order a pink gin at the White Swan, Inspector?
No, sir.
Well, I have. I tried this morning. By Timothy, how I tried.
What are you talking about?
They only have a beer license. But apart from that, no one seems to remember serving you, Miss Portland. Now I ask you. A very pretty girl in full evening dress strolls into a very quiet bar and orders 3 pink gins, and yet no one seems to remember her. It's most odd.
Why?
Did you really go down to the village last night?
Of course I did. If I didn't go down into the village, how did I manage to get drunk so quickly?
I don't think you were drunk, Miss Portland.
Sir Graham, I'm going back to town this afternoon. Have you any objection?
None whatsoever. We've got your address, I take it?
Yes, sir, we've got your address.
If you want to get in touch with me during the week, you can nearly always find me at the office.
Thank you.
What did you mean, Mr. Temple? You don't think she was drunk? When we spoke to Mrs. Portland, Hubert Green, Kelly, and her fiancé Boyer, they all said she was drunk.
She looked drunk and behaved as if she was drunk, but I bet my hat that she wasn't.
You mean she was putting on an act? But why?
Temple, you don't think she overheard our telephone conversation, became upset, and had to pretend she was drunk to conceal her feelings?
It's a possibility. Sir Graham, I've been meaning to ask you about that phone call. Was that a lot of nonsense about Dr. Eltsek, or did you really come across his photograph?
We came across it all right. It was in the snapshot album you found at Brooks's place. Eltsek, or Viner, as he called himself in 37, seems to be quite a character. He's been mixed up in all sorts of rackets.
Is he a doctor?
Not a medical doctor. He's a doctor of music.
Why did you tell me about him over the phone? Wasn't that risky?
I wanted whoever was listening to know that we were onto him. I believe that if Eltsek really is mixed up in this business, they'll either go for him or drop him like a hot potato. Oh, don't worry. We've got our eye on Dr. Eltsek. With a bit of luck, he might turn out to be a first-class decoy.
I hope you're right, Sir Graham. I sincerely hope you're right.
It's all right, darling. I can cope.
I'll take my hat, Fox.
All right, thanks.
I'll close the gates.
Wait a moment. I think there's someone coming.
Oh. Good evening, Mr. Temple.
Hello, Dr. Eltsek. Are you going upstairs?
Yes.
I don't think you've met my wife.
No, I've not yet had that pleasure. Good evening, Mrs. Temple.
Good evening, Doctor.
Can you get in all right? It's a bit of a crush with all this luggage.
Yes, I can manage. Thank you.
Shall I press the button?
Yes, please, darling.
Have you been away for the weekend?
Yes, we've only just got back.
I'm glad I bumped into you. Mr. Temple, there's something I wanted to speak to you about.
Oh?
You'll probably think it's a lot of nonsense, but...
Go on, Doctor.
Mr. Temple, if I wanted to speak to someone at Scotland Yard, do you think you could arrange it for me?
Well, it's not really very difficult, you know. All you've got to do is phone Whitehall 1212.
Yes, but... Oh, here we are.
Shall I take the smaller case?
No, it's all right, darling. I'll see to it. You go ahead.
Goodbye, Doctor.
Goodbye, Mrs. Temple.
Now, Doctor, you were saying, you want me to speak to someone at Scotland Yard?
Well, I was wondering if you could arrange for me to see that man. The man that was in the lift the first time we met?
Inspector James?
Yes.
I'm afraid that won't be possible.
No?
James is dead. He was murdered.
Oh? Oh, I didn't know that.
Why did you want to see the inspector?
Well, well, the fact of the matter is, Mr. Temple, I think I'm being followed.
Being followed?
Yes. It really is most odd. The first time I noticed it was yesterday morning. I had an appointment in Regent Street, and I picked up a taxi just outside the flat. When I was getting into the taxi, I noticed a man standing in one of the doorways.
Go on.
Later, the same morning, when I was going down Oxford Street, I noticed the same man. He was on the opposite side of the road, but I'm quite sure he was watching me.
It doesn't mean to say you're being followed just because you've seen the same man twice in the same day.
Yeah, but I saw him again this afternoon. I had an appointment in Knightsbridge. I caught the tube from Green Park. And when I got into the train, he was already there, sitting in the corner, watching me.
Did you speak to him?
Well, no. No, of course not.
Have you any idea who he is or why he's following you?
Not the slightest.
All right, I'll have a word with the Yard about it. If you see him again or anything else develops, give me a ring.
Thank you, Mr. Temple. That's very kind of you. Here's your case.
Oh, thank you. Where does this shirt go, darling?
To the laundry. Put it over there.
Oh, golly, I'm tired. If there's anything I hate more than unpacking...
It's packing. Paul, you really are the limit. You've bundled everything onto the bed.
Oh, I'll sort it out later.
You'll do nothing of the sort. Oh, that's someone at the door, darling.
Well, isn't Charlie, eh?
No, it's his night out.
Why, Timothy, how many nights out does that young fella have?
Evening, Temple.
Hello, Sir Graham. Come in.
What time did you get back?
We've only been in about a quarter of an hour. Come along. Let me get you a drink.
Steve in?
Yeah, she's unpacking. She'll be out in a minute. What would you like, Sir Graham?
Nothing, thanks.
Sure?
Yes, quite sure.
I'm rather glad you called round, Sir Graham. I just bumped into Eltsek.
Oh, when? Oh,
about 20 minutes ago. He asked me to have a word with you.
What about?
He's under the impression that he's being followed.
Oh, Lord.
Yes,
you mean...
Yes, he's spotted your man. I'm afraid you'll have to change him.
That's annoying. Oh, well, I'll have a word with Vosper in the morning.
Hello, Sir Graham.
Oh, hello, Steve.
No, don't get up. You look rather pleased with yourself. What's happened?
When I got back to the yard, I found this cable waiting for me. Read it, Temple.
Well, this doesn't make sense to me. What does it mean?
I'll tell you. It means that we really have traced the plane, the one that crashed at Eppingdale. We know where it came from, and we know who was flying it.
That's quick work.
Yeah, we move quickly sometimes. It was flown by a man called Dordrecht, a Dutchman. I phoned the authorities in Amsterdam, and this time it really looks as if we're onto something.
What do you mean?
I think it's a pretty safe bet, Steve, that Dordrecht came over here to collect a supply of counterfeit dollars. The head man, call him Madison if you like, got wind of our visit to Eppingdale and failed to keep his appointment.
Go on.
Someone else is going to come over. Someone else is going to contact Madison and collect the dollars.
Is that supposition or fact?
It's a fact, because we know who's coming.
What?
You do?
Yes. Dordrecht worked with a Spaniard, a man called Alfaro.
Alfaro?
Yes, he's an export merchant. He lives outside Amsterdam. For weeks now, the Dutch police have had their eye on him. They know he's been running a counterfeit racket, and they've been waiting for the right moment to drop on him. 2 days ago, Alfaro booked a reservation. He flies from Amsterdam on Wednesday.
For London?
Yes.
What are you going to do? Tail him at this end?
Of course. From the moment he steps off the plane, we'll watch him like a hawk. In my opinion, there's a very good chance he might lead us straight to Madison.
Yes, and there's a very good chance he might vanish into thin air. Someone ought to bump into Alfaro at Schiphol Airport, get friendly, and travel over with him on the plane.
Yes, I thought of that, Temple. That's why I'm here.
Oh, you want me to pop over to Amsterdam?
No, I don't want you to pop anywhere.
What do you mean?
I want Steve to go over to Holland. I want her to accidentally bump into Alfaro.
Yes, but
and...
just a minute. Why Steve?
Well...
Why Steve?
Alfaro's a boy for the ladies, correct, Sir Graham?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I don't like it.
You're not supposed to like it, darling. Go on, Sir Graham.
There's absolutely nothing for you to worry about, Temple. You know Steve. When it comes to anything like this, she's got her head positively riveted on.
What would you want me to do?
I should want you to play up to him. Get to know everything you can. If he falls for you and wants to make a date, then make a date. But
what?
Don't worry, I'll have half the yard tailing at the moment she steps off the plane.
Well, frankly, I don't like it.
Darling, I could do it standing on my head.
What about her passport, if he sees the name Temple?
He won't. I fixed that with the Foreign Office.
What do you mean?
You'll be travelling under the name of Gloria Wade.
Gloria Wade? What on earth am I supposed to be?
A musical comedy actress. Very gay and not exactly out of the top drawer. I'll let you have the passport on Tuesday morning.
What time does the plane leave Amsterdam?
2:40, Wednesday afternoon.
Gloria Wade.
Mind if I put my coat over here?
No, not at all.
Excuse me, madam, I'll take the coat.
Oh, thank you.
Can we get anything to eat on the plane?
Yes, sir, we shall be serving refreshments later.
Stewardess?
Yes, madam?
Stewardess, I can't sit here. I'm terribly sorry, but I simply can't sit here.
Why, what's the matter?
I must sit near the front. If I don't, I shall be sick, violently sick.
I'm afraid all the seats are taken, madam.
Oh, but I've got to move. I just can't... Ask that young man there if he'll change seats. I'm sure he'll be a darling.
You'd like to change seats?
Oh, would you mind? Would you mind terribly?
No, that's quite all right.
Oh, you really are a darling. You're terribly sweet.
Would you prefer to sit on the inside?
No, I shall be quite all right here.
Are you sure?
Quite sure.
I hope that young man wasn't a friend of yours.
Hmm? Oh, no, no. We were not travelling together.
Oh, I'm terribly nervous.
Well, there's no need to be nervous. What are you nervous about?
Oh, I don't know. Just don't know. Haven't a clue.
English?
What do you mean?
Are you English?
Of course I'm English. What did you think I was, an Alsatian?
Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Oh, now, come off it. Come off it.
No, no, seriously.
Did you see one of the girls?
One of the girls?
A review. I did 6 weeks in Paris.
Ah, you are on the stage.
I say, you are bright, aren't you?
What did you do in one of the girls?
What didn't I do? Everything.
I'm sorry I missed it. I should have liked to have seen you. Don't you think you had better fasten your belt?
A belt? Hmm. Oh, my belt. Oh, yes, of course.
What have you been doing in Amsterdam?
Oh, I haven't been doing anything. I'm on my way home from Switzerland. What a country. Have you been there?
Oh, but of course.
Oh, it's heavenly. Yodeloo.
So, you are a singer, hmm?
What did you think I was?
I did not know. I thought perhaps you were a dancer. You have the, what is the word, the figure of a dancer.
Oh, really?
Permit me to introduce myself, Signorita. My name is Don Alfaro.
I'm Gloria Wade.
I'm pleased to meet you, Miss Wade.
I'm pleased to meet you, too.
I'm so glad you changed your seat.
Well, so far so good.
You will be all right now. The worst is over.
Famous last words.
Pardon?
I said famous... Oh, stop it, Gloria. You're not Dutch, are you?
I am a Spaniard.
A Spaniard? Really? I don't think I've ever met a real Spaniard before.
Well, you have met one now.
Do you live in Spain?
No, I live just outside Amsterdam. I'm in the export business. That's why I'm coming to England.
Oh, just fancy. How nice. It's all export now, isn't it?
Yes.
What do you export?
Oh, all sorts of things. What are you going to do when you get back to England?
Oh, I don't know. Probably go into a show.
I know one or two theatre people. They may be able to help you.
Oh, really? Oh, that is nice of you.
You live in London?
Yes, I live with a girlfriend in St. John's Wood.
St. John's Wood? Is that nice?
Oh, weather's so nice. Mm. Very select, of course. How long are you staying in England?
2-3 days.
With friends?
Yes. With friends.
Where?
In the country. Look, why don't we have dinner together one evening?
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Why not?
I really couldn't.
Wouldn't you like to have dinner with me?
Yes, of course, but...
Well?
All right, I'll try anything once.
Where shall we meet? You know the Plaza Hotel?
Yes.
I'll meet you in the lounge tonight at 8 o'clock.
I say, you are a quick worker, aren't you?
Why not tonight?
Oh, Mr. Alfaro.
Hello, senorita. I am so sorry I'm late.
Late? Do you know what time it is? It's nearly 9:15.
I know, but, well, after all, business is business.
What have you been up to? You've been up to something, I'll bet. You're as cute as a box of monkeys.
No, I've just been getting things organized.
What things?
Oh, just little things. Don't you trouble your pretty little head about business. Now, what would you like to do?
What would you like to do?
I've ordered a table at the Ritz. As a matter of fact, I promised to see someone there at 10 o'clock.
A girl?
No, of course not. A business associate. Mm. It won't take more than 10 or 15 minutes. I promise you, Gloria. I'll be finished in 1/4 hour.
All right, then we better go to the Ritz.
You don't have to come if you don't want to. But I've kept the taxi waiting.
I said all right, didn't I?
Now, don't be tiresome about this, my dear.
You men, you're all the same. Work, work, work.
Would you like a drink before we leave?
Well, all right.
Waiter.
Monsieur?
2 champagne cocktails.
2 champagne cocktails, monsieur.
I'll tell you what we'll do, Gloria. When we have had dinner together,
what
we shall...
What do they call this man?
Which man?
The man you're meeting.
Oh, I've told you it's not important.
I know you foreigners, you're all the same.
Gloria, if I told you his name, you wouldn't be any the wiser.
Oh, I'll bet I wouldn't.
Don't you believe me?
Well, I don't know. Phew, isn't it hot in here?
Are you warm?
Yes, I am. Can't we have the window down?
It will be very cold with the window open.
Well, then let's have it open. Phew, it's like an oven.
I don't think it is warm.
You don't?
No. No, I think it is just nice.
You're hot blooded. That's why you don't... You don't... Oh, notice it.
What is the matter?
Well, I don't know. Put the window down.
You look very pale.
Yes, I feel dizzy. I can't see properly. What's the matter with me? What is it? What's happening?
Is there anything you would like me to do?
Yes. Yes, I'd like you to put the window down.
Harry.
Yes?
She's asleep.
Oh, it worked all right.
Yes. You know where to go?
Sure, I know where to go. How long will she be out?
About an hour.
She's a good looker.
Yes.
Who is she?
Her name is Temple. She picked me up on the plane coming over from Amsterdam.
That was the fifth episode of the Francis Durbridge serial, Paul Temple and the Madison Mystery, with Crawford Logan as Paul Temple and Garda Stevenson as Steve. Others taking part were Jimmy Chisholm, Emma Curry, Richard Greenwood, Robin Lane, Michael McKenzie, Lucy Patterson, Greg Powery, Gareth Thomas and Nick Underwood. The production for the BBC was by Patrick Raymond.